place dear to me, where I'm longing to be with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church. Where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Oh, precious years,
precious
memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long,
how I long
once more to be,
once more to be
with my friends at that old country church.
Welcome to the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning, right here at 11 o'clock on C103. Again, it's a great privilege, and we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to each and every one of you. We want to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors, the ones that makes this broadcast possible, because without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. So we want to give a shout out to Anita and Vance Allen right there in Blanchester, Ohio. Want to give a holler out to them. Also want to give it out to Harold and Louise Brummett. That's right, in Buford, Ohio. Appreciate them and all that they do. And also we want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes, right there from West Union. We appreciate our faithful contributors, the ones that contribute to this broadcast each and every month, and also faithful listeners. Amen. Here every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Amen. And we appreciate that from the depths of our heart. We just celebrated 2-year anniversary right here on CU103. And again, it's a great privilege to come to you by the means of radio. And we pray we can continue to do this. Amen. If you want to know more about our church, and you'd like to come out and pay us a visit, get you a piece of paper and pencil, I'm going to give you some information so that you can come out and find out more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We also want to give out our website so you can find more about us and hear the radio broadcast 7 days a week and even share it with friends, family, and loved ones. That's right. You can go to our website on www.5milehc.org. Again, our website address is www.5milehc, that's one word, www.thefivemileofashionholinesschurch.org. And you can go to that, click on the home page, and we have a sermon link you can click to and hear the broadcast 7 days a week. We also have a guest page link. You can click on that and hear the preachers that come throughout the year and preach for us here at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Amen. We got a homecoming today. That's right. Amen. You still got time to come on out because we just got started. We start at 11 o'clock. Amen. Today is September the 16th, homecoming. That's right, homecoming right here at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. We have been celebrating 6 years. 6 years right here at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. And that's located at 3641 State Route 286, Mount Orme, Ohio. Again, a great celebration day for us. Amen. This is pre-recorded. Amen. So I'm right in the middle of a jubilee, no doubt. So come on out and pay us a visit. You got time. We're going to be having service throughout the day. Special singing and also dinner immediately afterwards right out here in our park that we have under the shelter. So again, a great celebration day for us. 6 years of being here at Mount Orme and also 2 years on the radio broadcast. So the Lord really has been good to us, and we appreciate each and every one that's been a part of our work here on Route 286. It takes the Lord to preach, but if God be my helper, I want to preach to you today. Amen. Out of the book of Judges, out of the book of Judges, again, the Lord be my helper. Amen. Anoint me with the Holy Ghost. I want to help you out there in Radio Land. Praise be to God. The Bible said in the book of Judges, chapter 4, amen. Let's read verse 1. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead, and the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazar, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Heshteroth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron. 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lenapoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinadab, out of Kadesh, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun, and I will draw unto thee to the river of Kishon, of Caesarea, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thy hand. But in verse 8, the Bible said, And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. Verse 9, the Bible said, And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor. For the Lord shall see Sarah into thy hand, and of a woman. And Deborah rose and went with Barak, amen, to Kadesh. If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach to you out there today on the bonuses of faith and the penalties of unbelief. The bonuses of faith and the penalties, amen, of unbelief. The Bible says here in the book of Judges, amen, that Israel was oppressed, amen, oppressed for 20 years by this man named Sisera, the captain of the host of the army. Amen, that was overtaken Israel, amen, for 20 years. But the Bible said the man named Barak, the Lord had already spoke to him and prophesied to him, Barak, take up thy these kindreds here, take up the Kishons. He's told him to take up these Zebulun and Naphtali, the children of Naphtali and Zebulun. Take them, go up to the river there, and I will give you the army of Sisera. I will deliver them into your hand. But the Bible said that Barak was called by Deborah. And at this time we've read that Deborah, amen, was a prophetess. Amen. She reigned during this time, and she called for Barak, knowing that God had already spoke to him. And when she called for him, she reminded him the word of the Lord. She reminded him, what saith the Lord God of Almighty? God said, I will deliver the army in your hands, but you've got to go. You've got to take one step so God can meet you there. Amen. Praise be to God. Deborah began to incline for him, began to remind him of the word of the Lord. But notice in verse 8, the Bible said that, amen, Barak said unto Deborah, amen, if thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. Amen. I looked at that and I stopped for a moment and I thought about that's just like the folks of our day. The people of our day here in this modern day earth that we live in. Seem like we're followers and not leaders anymore. Seem like the leaders of yesterday, amen, has left us few and far between to pick from, amen, among our kindreds and among our people, because now seemingly we just follow the trend. We just follow where everybody else is going, and if they go, I'll go, and if they'll do it, I'll do it. But I thought about Barak was undetermined and unconditioned, and he really was afraid, amen, and amen. This woman Deborah said, now, Barak, God's already commanded it. God's already performed it. He's waiting on you, amen, to follow His instructions. I thought about when I read that, had the Lord begin to deal with me, amen, to bring to the radio today, amen, to preach to you out there. The Word of God is already settled. The Word of God is settled in heaven. The Bible said the Word will never change. Amen. The Word is forever settled, forever and forever. Amen. And that being said, my friend, the Word of God is established. The Word of God has already given us the promises, amen, of His return. The Word of God has already went forth, amen, and proclaimed salvation. It's already proclaimed liberty to the captive, amen, and has set those that are bound free. Amen. But my friend, seem like today, even though the Word of God has already been announced, it's already been proclaimed, it's been preached from generation to generation. But we've got folks today out there that are still not persuaded. Amen. For some reason or another, they're waiting on a loved one. They're waiting on a friend. Amen. They're waiting for even a higher power. But my friend, I want you to know today, you've got to make your decision. The Word of God has already told us what He will do if we will do. Amen. Praise be to God. I want to obey the Word of God. I want to listen for His voice. Amen. I want to be sensitive to His Spirit. So when God calls for us, I'm ready to go. Amen. Are you ready to go today? I want to preach to you out there today, this morning, if God will help me. Amen. Praise be to God on the, amen, on the title of the bonuses for faith and the penalties for unbelief. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, my friend, the Bible said how good and how pleasant is for brethren to dwell together in unity. David put it like this when David said, amen, bless the Lord all my soul and forget not all His benefits. The benefits in serving God. The benefits in living for God. But my friend, I want you to know, if you don't believe in an almighty God and you don't believe, amen, in a resurrected Savior, you don't believe, amen, there's an end of this day. I want you to know, my friend, there is penalties, amen, for unbelief. Amen. Do you have Bible, preacher? Oh, mostly, most certainly I do. I'm going to take you with the Word of God. I'm going to show you great men, amen, devout men in the Word of God, amen, but because of their unbelief, amen, God penalized them. Amen. God chastised those that He loves and rebukes those that He loves. Amen. We find in the book of Numbers chapter 20, amen, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take thy rod, gather thy assembly together, and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give them forth water, and they shall bring forth water out of the rock, and shall give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod before the Lord, as He commanded him, and Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And He said unto them, hear ye, you rebels, must we fetch water out of this rock? And Moses Moses lifted up his hand and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly and the congregation drank and their beast also. But in verse 12 the Bible said, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in my eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land that I give them. Oh, my, look at this. Here's a man called Moses that was led by God, used of God. God used him to lead the children of Israel out of bondage. Amen. Out of Egypt into the land of Canaan. Oh, but praise be to God, between Egypt and Canaan, here is a trial. Here is a test, if you will. God sent Moses, smote the rock, and water will come out. Amen. So that they can drink and their beasts can be drinked. Amen. And be filled. But oh, Moses, being angry because of the people. Amen. He took the rod and smote the rock twice. Amen. God said, because you didn't believe me, Moses. Amen. You're not going to get to go into Canaan's land. Oh, the penalty for unbelief. Are you hearing me today? There's bonuses in faith and penalties in unbelief. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, my friend. Amen. The Bible said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. He that believeth in his baptism shall be saved. But friend, if you think today that you're going to turn your head to the Lord, amen, shake your head against the Savior, I'm here to tell you, he's going to have the last say in that great and noble day when we all stand before him, great and small. Amen. We'll give an account on the day of judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Every man shall give an account. Brother, listen at me today. The Bible said in Luke chapter 1, let's read some more. Luke chapter 1 and verse 20. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God. I am sent to speak unto thee, and to show these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak unto the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Listen, this is the story, amen, of John the Baptist being born. Zacharias did not believe the angel. He did not believe the word of the Lord. And the Bible said God sent Gabriel the angel. Amen. Put a dumb spirit upon Zachariah. Amen. Zachariah couldn't even speak until the day John the Baptist was born. It was all because of unbelief, brother. Amen. Yes, sir. That's right. Amen. The bonus of faith and the penalties of unbelief. Oh, brother. Brother, let's read more. The Bible's full of folks that don't believe God. Amen. Or didn't believe God. And God brought penalties. You say, preacher, is God. He's going to abuse and ridicule and throw off on people that don't believe him. No, I'm here to tell you. The men I'm talking about is holy men of God. Men that know God's word. Men that know, amen, and felt the Spirit of God. Amen. It's one thing to know this. And it's another thing not to feel it. But brother, let me tell you today, the Bible said it had been better for a man not to know the way of righteousness than after he have known it to turn away. Oh, brother, I don't want to lose this good thing that I've been shown. Let's read some more. The Bible said in 2 Kings chapter 13, amen, the Bible said, and he opened a window eastward. He opened it and Elisha said, shoot now. And he shot. And the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, the arrow of the deliverance from Syria. Amen, that thou shalt smite Syria. Amen, he said unto Joaz. But Joaz, amen, didn't believe what Elisha had said. And the Bible said the man of God was wroth with him, that thou shouldest not have smitten more than five times or six. then thou hast only smitten three, whereas thou hast smite Israel but only thrice. You know what he said to Joaz? Because you didn't believe God's word. I told you, listen, this is the arrows of deliverance. Shoot thou four out of the window. And then after he shot, he said, take the arrows and thrust them on the ground. Amen. And Joaz, in unbelief, only smote the ground three times. And then the man of God, Elisha, said, because thou did not believe, you shall only defeat Syria three times. Amen. Brother, listen at me today. If you'll just believe God and believe His Word and believe His fullness thereof, you can have it all. You can have the fullness of God. But brother, if you're going to hold back and not believe God, then He'll hold back from you. Amen. It's that simple today. There's bonuses in faith and penalties in unbelief. I took three men, Moses and Zacharias and Elisha, and showed you out of these three men how that God penalized men that did not believe Him. Oh, brother, listen at me today. You got to believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. You got to believe today that He died and He rose again. Amen. And stands on the right hand of the Father. You got to believe today He's able to save and set free and cleanse and wash your sins away. You got to believe today that He can take your sins, amen, cast them into the sea for forgiveness, never to be remembered again against you. You've got to believe today He is the healer and the broken heart. He can set the captive free. You got to believe today, drunkard, He can heal you and make you whole. You got to believe, amen, out there, addict, amen, that's a pusher out there, amen, seem like you can't get ahead, seem like you get further and further in sin. You got to believe God can turn your life all the way around. I'm preaching to you today the bonuses of faith and the penalties of unbelief. Oh, brother, listen at me today. I read of a man named Judas, amen, that did not believe that Jesus Christ was crucified, buried in a tomb, and risen on the third day. Amen. When the report came back and they said to Judas, He is alive. He's alive, Judas. We've seen Him at the tomb. Amen. Judas said, I will not believe until I can take my hand and thrust it in His hands, till I can take my finger and thrust it in His side. I'll not believe until I can see those nail scarred hands. Amen. The Bible said 3 days had passed, and Jesus entering back into the temple where the men were gathered together, and He said unto Judas, Judas, or Thomas, Thomas, behold my hands and my side. And Thomas looked at Him and began to make that humble cry as we know today. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Amen. Thomas looked and believed. But remember the words that Jesus said. Jesus said, Thomas, blessed art thou, Barjona Thomas. You have seen and believed. But blessed is the man that has not seen but yet believed. Oh, the blessings of faith and the penalties of unbelief. I want you to know today, if you'll just believe. Amen. Jesus said there to Thomas, if you'll believe, there's blessings coming your way. If you'll believe. Amen. God can turn your life around. I felt like preaching today concerning believing God. It seemed like today we got so much unbelief. We got so much doubt in our day and hour that we live in. Amen. Seem like we live in an hour they have to see before they believe. But Jesus said to Thomas, blessed is that man that has not seen and yet believed. What did Apostle Paul say there in the book of Romans? He said the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Oh, glory to God. What is faith, preacher? The Bible said faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Oh, I don't see it, brother, but I know it's there. Amen. Glory be to God. I can feel it deep down in my soul. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody says, how do you know there's a God? How do you know there's a risen Savior? Well, brother, He makes ways. He proves Himself to me. He shows Himself to me in the things that I see get done and the miracles and the healings I've seen performed. Amen. Glory be to God. He lives and reigns inside of my soul. I know it's hard to explain today, but the writer said it's better felt than told. Amen. David said it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Well, hallelujah. I want to preach to you out there in radio land today. Amen. On the blessed things of faith. Amen. The penalties of unbelief. Amen. I want you to know in the last few minutes of this broadcast, I want to let you know today, you may say them old Bible thumping preachers, them tongue talking amen saints. Amen. Oh, I don't know about all that. I want you to know you may not believe now, but there'll come a time in your life you'll believe. Amen. Praise be to God. I've told different ones. Amen. When judgment day comes and you stand before God, you'll believe then when He says unto you, depart in the everlasting fire. You'll believe then. Amen. When He says those words, I never knew ya. Amen. You'll believe then. Oh, glory be to God. Listen to me today. Amen. There's coming a day, amen, when He's going to separate, amen, the sheep from the goat. He's going to separate the left from the right. Amen. And those that has not acknowledged Him as Lord, those that has not asked for forgiveness of sins, accepted the Lord as their personal Savior, and believed upon His name, amen, it's going to be a hell, an everlasting burning. Amen. Brother, you don't want to hear it. The world don't want to talk about eternal punishment. But brother, there's coming a day, amen, reserved for the devil and his angels, amen, and all those that rejected the name of the Lord, and for all of those that refused to believe Jesus Christ as Lord, amen. Praise be to God. Listen, friend, amen, on that day when they, amen, crucified my Lord and Savior, we read of a little story that gives us a tidbit today that goes well with my sermon today. Day, what about it now? We have recordings, amen, of the torture that was took place on Golgotha's hill. How they crucified my Lord and lifted Him up over that hill. Amen. The Bible said darkness was upon the earth for 6 hours. Amen. And when Jesus said it is finished, the Bible said the earth trembled and the middle wall of partition was written too. Oh, the Bible said there was a great earthquake and the tombs were opened. Amen. And the Bible said the centurion, the soldier that pierced Him in the side, amen, he left us a recording. Amen. He said, surely, truly, this was the Son of God. Brother, he believed then. I said, he believed then. What about it today? Are you going to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, Savior over us? Died on a cross that you can have life and have it more abundantly. Well, I'll tell you what, today I believe God's trying to tell somebody something today. Amen. You can have it today. You can have the blessings of God today if you'll just be willing to surrender your life unto the Lord and accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Oh, this is Pastor Bobby Sandlin with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Till we meet again next week. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.
Just when it seemed I've been rejected, He did much more than I expected. Oh, what did I doubt He'd work it out? He answered my prayer.